went to see my physician. He said, you're definitely ill. Then said the nurse, I've seen worse, and the doctor just gave me a pill. Take one of those three times a day, don't ever stop until you're nearly dead or almost better. Keep out of the reach of children. The thing is, there might be some side effects. You mean there probably will. Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, 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 and then he showed me his bill. I popped another pill.
Welcome to When Your Health Matters. Your host is Dr. Richard Huntoon of Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in the Hudson Valley in Newburgh. Dr. Huntoon has been practicing alternative health, utilizing chiropractic and many other alternative health techniques for the past 27 years to support you when your health matters. It's his intention to offer practical advice every week for you to consider and apply in your own life to make your life and the lives of your family and friends healthier and happier. And when you have questions, he'll give you resources to get your health-related questions answered from Doc Rick himself or another expert from the show. Being empowered to make positive health choices before a problem arises is the best way to approach health. And he promises to have information for you every week that will allow you to become proactive and empowered to take control of your health and your life. Doc Rick is grateful you're tuned in today, and your journey will begin after our first commercial break from our generous sponsor.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
I'm here with Bruce Bagan of B&B Pool and Spa Center. We're talking about making home pools and spas green.
As always, it's great speaking with you, Jimmy.
You are the exclusive pool builder that offers the IntelliPool and IntelliSpa.
Jimmy, green is about more than just energy. It's about safety and cleanliness as well.
What makes up an Intelli system?
As far as what's green, it includes a programmable IntelliFlow pump with its built-in shutoff feature that meets New York and New Jersey's requirements for new pools. We use heat pumps that reduce heating costs. We offer solar heating as well. For those people who wish to reduce or eliminate chemicals in the pool, we can install a system that makes their water virtually chemical-free.
Thanks for informing our listeners, Bruce. If you need to contact a pool professional about your pool, call B&B Pool and Spa Center, 787 Chestnut Ridge Road in Chestnut Ridge, and on the web at bbpoolandspa.com, or call 800-594-2137. That's bbpoolandspa.com, 800-594-2137.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Welcome to this week's show, When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. We are located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park, that is in Pooler, Georgia. Best way to get a hold of me would be to call my cell phone. My cell phone number is the phone that I answer directly. It really is the only phone number that you can get a hold of me. That's area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. If you don't want to call me on the cell, please don't text that cell because it does not receive text messaging and you will never get a response from me. And then you might get like somebody who tried to, Facebook me or something or other, and they didn't get a response because I honestly don't participate in Facebook or pay attention to Facebook. And then they got all upset with me and they wrote me a negative review, even though I didn't even know they were trying to communicate with me, which I found quite interesting. So please don't text me. If you want to get a hold of me, I just told you how to get a hold of me. Please call me on my cell phone. But if you do want to do the texting thing, I would ask you to do it via email. My direct email address is docrick@spineboy.com. That's docrick at spineboy.com. Again, docrick@spineboy.com. Whether it's my cell phone by calling or whether it's my email by emailing, I'm more than happy to talk with you. I'm more than happy to answer your questions. I'm more than happy to give you the understanding that you need to get back in control of your health. I mean, that's really what this show is about. The show is called When Your Health Matters. And it's not up to me when your health matters. It's up to you when your health matters because it's your health. It is your most important asset. It is the thing that you should put at the top of your things to do list every single day. Number one, take care of my health, improve my health, do things that help support my health. And then everything else can fill in after that. But let's be honest. If you're sick and can't get out of bed in the morning, it doesn't matter what you had on your agenda. You can't get out of bed. Therefore, your agenda is never going to get handled. So if you take care of yourself so that you never get sick, if you want to get in the boat that I'm in, that I haven't been sick in over 20 years, then it's, you know, fine. Come on into the boat. I'd love the company. But you have to take the time to understand what's going on with you, what's not going on with you, what's working, what's not working. And you shouldn't spend your life going to doctors, getting prescription medications to mask symptoms, and never actually fix the problem. They call it management, healthcare management. And I think at some point in the next show or two that we're going to talk about the fact that there is no actual care in healthcare, but we'll get to that, I'm sure. But today, I think we're going to be doing a show on detoxification. It's a very, very important show. It is one of the most important shows we do all year. And the man that puts the information together, the man behind the scenes, the man who is the researcher and co-host extraordinaire, his name is Mark Sabin, and he's sitting across the studio from me right now, and we want to say welcome, Mark, and welcome to When Your Health Matters.
Well, thank you, Doc Rick. Once again, it's a pleasure to be here. You know, today we do want to talk about detoxification, and this is a subject that is kind of really one of the biggest things that we talk about all year, because for most of us living in this modern world, we are end up getting toxins into our body, whether we want to and whether we try to live healthy or not. And with all those toxins that get into your body, you want to be able to get rid of them. So let's just talk, first of all, about how do those toxins get into your body? What are the ways that they get inside you?
Well, Mark, appreciate the fact that we live in a sea of toxins. We get toxins from the air that we breathe, the water that we drink, the food that we eat, the clothes that we wear, the products that we use, etc. They all are full of toxins and artificially made products that the body has a hard time processing. So we're all toxic to one degree or another. Even if you live a very prim and proper life where you're trying to avoid all of that, you're still going to have a certain amount of exposure. Now, let's say that you decided to become righteous at, I don't know, pick an age, 40 years of age. You decided to change your health completely, and you started going organic, and you became a vegan, and you tried to eliminate all the things associated with processed foods and that kind of stuff. You're still going to become toxic over time because, like I said, we live in a sea of toxins. We're exposed to 84,000 different toxins on a regular basis, and there's really nothing you can do about it.
So there's no way to avoid that.
No. And when you think about it, the FDA regulates less than 20,000 of them.
Mm-hmm.
So are we toxic?
I guess we have to be.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's no way to get around it.
Right. And it's kind of like you drive your car and you have different filters in your car, and you're eventually going to want to change those filters because mm-hmm. the filters get clogged over time. And you go in and you're getting your oil changed or whatever, and they check your filters as a result of getting your oil changed. And so you go in with your oil getting changed, and you say to yourself that why do they always want to check the filters, my air filters and that kind of thing? And it's a little bit frustrating because I didn't know that I needed my air filter changed. I went in to get my oil filter changed, and now they want to upsell me with an air filter change. No, you got to understand that when you're driving your car with the pollution and everything that's out there, you're going to develop a clogged air filter. And from that point, you're going to want to make sure that you change your air filter, not just your oil filter.
Right. So the filters are the way that you get that the toxins are being pulled out. So how much of what we actually ingest are actually toxins, and how much, are the valuable products that we get into our system?
Well, again, you got to appreciate, I've already mentioned that we're exposed to 84,000 different toxins on a regular basis, on a weekly basis. And like I said, there's less than 20,000 of those are regulated by the Food and Drug Administration. And so with all of that, as manufacturers are always coming up with new combinations to make life more profitable, then they're more focused on profits versus being healthy and the health of the planet, the people, the environment, et cetera. We all end up having this issue. And so by developing an understanding of where these things come from, making sure that your filters in your body are highly functioning and are as clean as can possibly be, here's just a simple question. Now, I know the question doesn't apply to you, Mark, because we've been affiliated mm-hmm. for quite a number of years, and you know the importance of detoxification. But the average person, I want the average person to consider this question before we get into the meat and potatoes of our show. Have you ever cleaned the filters in your body before? And the chances are the answer is no, because I'm in the healthcare industry, and I ask this question every spring to my practice base. And roughly 80% of the people that are new to my office have never done anything like that. Now, periodically, I get, like, I got a husband and wife who are on the process of doing my detox program, who they did a yeast-free program for a period of time a few years ago. So they considered themselves somewhat experienced in doing detoxification. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, going yeast-free versus doing a cleansing program are two totally different things. But at least they're already in the mindset, so it was easy for them to transition and desire to want to do that. But we'll learn as we go forward what the process is. But at the end of the day, you, the listener, if you've never taken the time to clean the filters of your body and you have health issues, I promise you your filters are clogged and you're going to need to do that if you want to make your health problem go away.
Well, there are a lot of people who do things like fasting or periodic fasting. Are those the kind of things that would help clean your filters?
What it's going to do is it's going to take the stress out of your system. It's an excellent question, Mark. It's going to relieve the stress that the system is typically under by fasting, by not putting anything in the system.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't help the filters clean themselves. It just keeps them from getting more clogged. But you have to stimulate the body to want to dump the garbage and want to clean the filters. Just because you stop bringing furniture into your home doesn't mean that the furniture that's already there makes the room less congested.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So with all these, I mean, there's so many different chemicals and there are all the pollutants and medications that are being used. And so, I mean, what you're saying is that even if you're very health conscious, even if you don't smoke and don't drink and you don't self-medicate with drugs, your body still has to contend with a lot of accumulation of toxicity.
Absolutely, we do. Compound that with no regard for what we're doing, and we're all headed to hell in a handbasket, so to speak. Because, again, the mentality of profits and pushing the envelope to earn more money this year than we did last year and to make more profit this year than last year, that's how all companies know if they're successful or not.
Mm-hmm.
That's how all CEOs get their big, huge bonuses while their employees are struggling to make their bills because they're skimping on what they're paying. All the cutbacks that go on in different companies, okay? But they're still making profits. And the fact that they're still making profits means that what is being done to our society is still being perpetuated. It's actually, if anything, it's being ramped up. And when they develop new chemical combinations and then they start to say that, well, look, this chemical replaces the previous chemical and we can make it cheaper. So they're going to institute that into our society without any understanding as to, well, what is the effect of that going to be on humanity?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's always consequences to anything you do like that. So now, you mentioned that if you have any kind of health condition, that you definitely have excess toxins in your body. Is there any other way to know if you have excess toxins?
Well, the symptoms of having too many toxins are quite easy, and so many people experience them that I want people to understand what that correlation is. And so people who have fatigue, brain fog, they have slow healing, they have lots of cravings for sugars and other processed and refined carbohydrates.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest one, no pun intended, is obesity. Okay. Mm-hmm. So if you have obesity, if you have fatigue, if you have brain fog, if you have sugar addictions, if you are having difficulty sleeping, all of those are all indications that you have too many toxins in your system.
Uh-huh.
So who do you think that applies to, Mark?
Just about everybody.
Everybody, exactly.
So, I mean, won't your immune system naturally just fight off these toxins?
Well, it will certainly try, and over time, the immune system will lose. And with the development of crappy foods and the repair ingredients being part of the problem, lack of repair ingredients being part of the problem, we will all develop the accumulative effects of too many toxins. It's just very simple. If you put crap gas in your car is going to run how?
Crappy.
Right. So if you're putting crap ingredients in your body, if you're putting unnatural ingredients in your body, if you're putting genetically modified processed chemical ingredients into your body and your body doesn't know what to do with those, it's going to interfere with how the body functions. And it's going to interfere with the body's efficiency. And when you interfere with the body's efficiency, what do you think is waiting in the wings?
Well, you're just going to start getting clogged up with things.
And... Right. You're going to get disease. You're going to grow disease. You're going to create disease yourself because of what it is that you're doing to your body with no regard for what the consequences are. The consequences of what we do to ourselves in society is disease. Heart disease is a consequence of the errors in what we do food-wise. Cancer is a consequence of what we do food-wise. Diabetes is a huge consequence of what we do to ourselves food-wise. And all of these things are very, very not just treatable, but curable. But they're not curable from a medical standpoint because medicine, they have no interest in curing anything. They want to monetize it by treating it. Mm-hmm. I had a conversation with a patient this morning about this new condition that they're promoting the heck out of called EPI. Endocrine pancreatic insufficiency, and it results in greasy stools and difficulty processing food and all this other stuff, and they want you to go to their website and take the survey of do you have EPI or not, so you can go into your doctor and you can really get clear with what your symptoms are so that they can run more tests and blah, 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 and this and that. And we had this conversation with my patient this morning because his mentality was that his doctor wants to check him for that because he's got IBS. Okay, or he's
irritable bowel syndrome.
He's had a history of IBS. We've basically eliminated it for him, but he still goes back to his medical doctor to get checked. And so his doctor wants to check him for that. Why? Because it's the new moneymaker.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to test everybody for it. And then they're going to have statistics that say, look, we helped. This is the number of people in the country on the first wave of trying to figure it out. This is the number of people that had it. And since everything's based on statistics, next year we hope to find at least double the amount of people that have it so that we can start treating them and managing it. The commercial actually says there's no solution to this problem, but we can help you manage it.
Well, that's what most medications are doing. They're managing your situation.
And what does management mean?
It means continuing the process.
Continuing the process of quote, caring for it.
Right.
Actually fixing it.
Right.
So let's keep people stuck in their disease state because we're going to manage the disease rather than address the condition. That's where healthcare is.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a remarkable thing because you think when people come around and they have a condition or they have a disease, they have something that for the most part people think, well, this is not a curable situation. Therefore, they need to be able to manage their situation so that they can live in some level of comfort.
Absolutely, and that's the thing. We need to know that people can live in comfort because they're taking care of their body and their body's able to do the things that it's supposed to do. We are designed to be healthy. God gave us a right, the right to be healthy. And I emphasize this every show. You know that. We've been talking about that forever. And the sad part is that nobody knows how to exercise that right. And so they go to their doctor thinking that they're going to get good advice and they're going to get some clarity about what's what. And medicine's whole premise right now is to do what?
To treat.
To manage the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Not fix it, but to manage it through treatment.
Well, how much of the things that we take as medicines are actually toxic substances?
Honestly, Mark?
Yeah.
All of them.
Really?
Every last chemical that a medical doctor prescribes to you is toxic for the body. Do you know how we know they're toxic?
No, how?
Side effects. You know what a side effect is, Mark?
A side effect is the consequence of taking the drug that you get another problem.
Right. The consequence is your body's way of telling you that what you're doing is the wrong answer. Because if it was the right answer, here's the funny thing, Mark.
Uh-huh.
And it's not funny. It's actually sad. But I find it humorous because most people don't recognize this because they keep doing the same thing over and over again. They keep taking the prescriptions that they're given. Your body's telling you that it's the wrong answer by producing a new side effect. It's trying to get your attention. It's trying to say, Mark, please don't do this to us. It doesn't help us. Mm-hmm. So I got to let you know in no uncertain terms that we have a consequence if you're going to do this. And if you do it again, I'm going to get more severe. I'm going to get louder. I'm going to make it so uncomfortable for you that you're going to know consciously that when I take this medication, this is how it makes my body feel. So I'm not going to take that medication. And then you go to the doctor and you say, Doctor, this medicine makes me feel absolutely terrible. I can't function while I'm on this medication.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes the doctor says, well, guess what? We expected that. So here's the medication that's going to counterbalance the symptoms that you have. It's like the commercial out there where this woman's depressed, and she says, "Doctor, I don't understand. I'm taking the medication as you prescribed, the way that we discussed it, but yet I still feel depressed." And the doctor says, "Yeah, we know, because the medication needs a second medication in order to help your depression." And this is where they're going. It's not about one medication. Let's get you on nine, because then everybody gets a piece of the pie. And you are the one who's suffering by clogging your filters with these toxic chemicals known to have harmful side effects.
Well, what about a situation, say you have an infection or you have strep throat or something like that, and you need like an antibiotic? That's only a temporary treatment. Does that have the same kind of consequences?
Well, let's take a look at that, Mark. And I know you're asking that for the listener, because the listener is having the questions that you ask me, and that's one of the wonderful things that I love about what you do. You put yourself in the consumer's shoes, and you ask the questions that they would want to have answers. But you know the answer to this yourself, because we've discussed this. Antibiotics is one of the chief reasons why we disrupt our digestive system, which keeps us from absorbing our food, which doesn't allow us to have the repair products necessary to repair the body, which then causes the body never to repair itself. Therefore, you start to get more and more sick. So antibiotics is a gateway drug, so to speak. It's a great gateway prescription drug. The true gateway drug is sugar. But you put antibiotics in a system that's compounded with sugar, and now you have a recipe for autoimmune disease, allergies, and all sorts of degenerative inflammatory processes.
So then that means that that's one of the reasons that it's important to clean your filters. I mean, there may be those situations where you need to take an antibiotic because you have some urgent situation. And we've talked about this before, that there are urgent situations that need to be addressed, like an emergency, like a broken bone.
Right. You break a bone, by all means, go into the emergency room or the emergency department. It's no longer a room. It's a whole department. And use the expertise of the doctors that are trained to handle that level of crisis. They are the best at doing that. In all sincerity, medicine is the best at testing. But they're not the best at executing, because their chief fallback position to their execution is giving you a toxic chemical that's going to clog your filters, disrupt your ability to digest and absorb and assimilate food, and impact your ability to heal. So once you get the understanding of what's wrong with you, then you want to find, okay, well, what kind of foods can I put into my system that's going to help to offset this crisis, or going to help to offset the effects of, like, the antibiotic? Well, that's why you want to take a probiotic. That's why you want to eat high-fibery foods that act as a prebiotic to create the foundational basis for the probiotic to grow. But if you're always throwing in there any of the 14 different digestive system disruptors that we've talked about, antibiotics and medication being two of them, okay, then you're going to create problems with the main filter, which is your intestines, which filters everything that comes into the body.
And so when you have to go through a course, or where you go through a treatment where you need that urgent care, then there's a secondary process that you're talking about, which is a lot of the things that we do, we don't think about maintaining our health over the long haul, the long vision of health.
Right.
When you talk about taking some urgent care thing, that's a short-term thing. You have a broken bone, the bone takes, you know, 8 weeks or so to heal. Well, there are other consequences to the fact that you had a cast and your muscles have degenerated, and now you have to restore
them. Now you have to go to physical therapy and you got to go to rehab and those sorts of things.
And so,
yeah, the thing that medicine is fantastic at is crisis intervention. Let them do what they need to do to get you out of crisis. But once the crisis is over, you have to go through the process of repairing the damage that was originally caused. You have to go with reversing the damage that was caused by the treatment, okay? And you have to clean the situation up, and then you have to reestablish normal function. It's like, okay, if you go into a house that you want to paint a room, and you have to do all the repairs to the walls, you got to strip things, you got to clean all the furniture out of there and all that, and then the guy comes in and throws the paint on the wall, okay, but doesn't clean up afterwards. Are you going to be ready to bring that furniture back in? Maybe the new furniture that you got to go with the new wall coverings, etc. No, you gotta do the renewal part of cleaning things up so that you can go back to using the room the inappropriate way. Same thing with your body.
I mean, that's an interesting metaphor, because if you think about it, the work to prepare the room to be painted is a bigger job ultimately than
that's
than
90% of it.
It's 90% of it, and then fixing the room after the paint's been applied
is the last 5%.
So,
and
yeah.
the actual job of painting the room is the other 5%.
Mm-hmm.
So 90% is in the prep, and most people don't like to prep, which is why most painters get it. There's a lot of painters out there. I was in the painting industry for a little while. There's a lot of painters out there that get a bad rap. Why? Because they're good at painting. Anybody can cover a wall. Get a roller. You can cover a wall in 5 minutes. But
right.
it's not just, did you cut in properly? Did you do your edges the way that you're supposed to? Or did you get paint over things that you don't want to have paint on?
Exactly.
And then you let it dry, and then it's a pain in the butt to try to clean that stuff off. And then it's like, okay, well, I got to get new appliances because I trashed them because I didn't take the time to put a drop cloth down or cover the area or mask it with tape the way that I should have. And,
right.
And health is exactly the same way, Mark. If you're not taking the time to clean up after yourself, we're all guilty of putting crap food in our body.
Mm-hmm.
You find yourself, you got low blood sugar, you're under a deadline, you're stressed out, you need to put something in your mouth, and the vending machine is the only thing that's close. So you go grab a cupcake out of the vending machine, and you eat it. And it gives you a little bit of a boost to get through the process. But do you keep doing that, or do you take responsibility for the fact that you went out of bounds a little bit, and now you got to do something to get back in bounds?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
this is about cleaning our filters.
Well, that's great, because and I want to get into the conversation about the cleaning of our filters and how that works. But before we do, we need to take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. And when we get back, let's really get into this topic of detoxification.
Absolutely. But please listen to this commercial from our generous sponsor. You're listening to the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
This is Dr. Richard Huntoon, your host of When Your Health Matters radio show. I want to appeal to you listening about your health. With all the health concerns, the obesity, the diabetes, the high blood pressure, and the high cholesterol that so many have, it would be important for you listening to consider the doctor-supervised detoxification program. This detox program is designed to work with your body's natural rhythms to help your body cleanse itself completely, and it's properly supervised by me myself. So if you have any health concerns, arthritis, allergies, fibromyalgia, or chronic fatigue syndrome, please strongly consider calling 845-561-BACK or 561-2225 and tell us you'd like to take advantage of the doctor supervised detox program. Don't continue to suffer. Please call me and let's work together to restore your health by doing the doctor supervised detox program. That's 561-BACK or 561-2225. I look forward to helping you.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you are listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. We're located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park, that is in Pooler, Georgia. Our phone number is area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. That's the best way to get a hold of me. Please don't text that number because it phone does not receive texts, but if you do want to do the texting kind of thing, you can email me at docrick@spineboy.com. That's docrick at spineboy.com, and it would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding with the concerns that you have regarding your health. And so today, Mark and I are talking about probably the most important program that anybody can do that comes into my office, which is called the Doctor Supervised Detox Program. And we kind of laid the foundation for why it would be important for you to do one, but let's get more into it, Mark.
Yeah, before we get into the elimination of the toxins, I had a couple more questions to ask you about how the toxins actually get accumulated and what happens when they accumulate. So one of the questions is the storage of these toxins in your body. Is that what happens? Because you mentioned obesity earlier. Is it the fat that stores the toxins, and is that a way of protecting your health?
Well, it is a way of protecting your health. What your body will do when a toxin gets in is it will try to separate it from the vital physiological functioning parts of the body,
mm-hmm.
the vital organs and glands. So what it will do is it will surround it in a fluid-type layer, and it'll separate it out from those vital organs and glands. So it'll surround it also in a layer of fat. So most of the toxins that we have get stored in our fat storage sites or our adipose tissue. The difficulty is it's non-healthy adipose tissue. It's unhealthy adipose tissue. And adipose tissue is what contributes to and leads to obesity.
So the fat is actually surrounding the toxins. So the toxins are not necessarily, if I understand this correctly, in your bloodstream at that point?
Yeah, they're not in your bloodstream. They're not affecting how the organs function or how the glands function because the body's smart enough to know that these are toxic. They're going to affect the body negatively. It's already affecting us negatively because we're developing different diseases and symptoms of diseases. So what we want to do is we want to remove that from the equation. But we don't necessarily have the ingredients because we're toxic to get rid of them. So we're going to surround them in fat, and that's one of the main reasons why people get obesity.
So in order to get rid of the toxins that are no longer flowing in your bloodstream, you're actually going to have to get them into the bloodstream so that they can be filtered out and then eliminated.
Yes, and it's important for you to have the right ingredients in the body that support the body to do that exact thing. Now, when you're spending a lot of time putting toxins into the body as, quote, nourishment, which isn't actually nourishment at all, it's going to change the way that your organs and glands function. And when they start to malfunction, when they start to function abnormally, then they're not going to be efficient at being able to get rid of the waste products associated with that normal function. So then the waste products are going to accumulate because of the malfunction within those organs and glands.
So it's a cycle of things getting worse over time.
Things will always get worse over time unless you do the right thing in order to keep things from getting worse over time. And that's why we're talking about cleaning all your filters out so that things can get better. And then we can talk about how you maintain that from things going back to the way that they were that are bad.
So one of the primary filters, and this associates with the time of year we're in, and it's the spring, and the wood element in the Chinese medical theory, is the liver, which is, you've called it the grand central station of the body with responsibility for controlling all the body systems. All the blood that goes through your body, that courses through your body, is going to pass through your liver. So how does the liver do what it does, and why is it so crucial to filtering the elements the body can't use?
Well, the liver is the main internal filter of the ingredients that enter into the body through eating, drinking, and breathing, and what we apply to our skin. So all things that enter into the body must go to the liver, and the liver is like a big warehouse where they take inventory. Takes inventory of everything that comes in, and then it determines itself based upon its ability to function efficiently. Okay, well, what do we get rid of? What's a waste product? What do we store for future reference during emergencies or that kind of thing? Or what can we use immediately for the repair and the rebuilding and the healing of the body? The liver is what controls and coordinates all of that. So I call it the grand central station because that's essentially everything passes through the liver on its way to its final destination, whether it's out in the toilet, whether it's in your muscles or in your storage centers or circulating around for immediate energy.
Now, another organ of elimination is your skin. So how does the skin act as a filter in your body?
Well, it's a filter for things getting into the body, and it also helps with the excretion of things that the body needs to eliminate through sweat. So the skin, which is the barrier that separates our internal body, where all the physiology goes on, and the external body, those things that are physically separate from us, the skin is a filter that lives and breathes and allows things in and allows things out, assuming that it's functioning properly. The other thing about the skin is the body's last priority. So it kind of ends up being the final the stage of the train line, so to speak. That's the last stop where everybody has to get off. But the body puts the least amount of attention on the skin. So if you have skin issues, it's because your other filters are already clogged.
So now another organ of elimination that we've talked about is the lungs. And they are working all the time getting rid of, because they're taking carbon dioxide out of the body as you're breathing in and taking in oxygen.
Right.
So it's a two-way street.
It is a two-way street. So oxygen comes in and carbon dioxide is given off. And with carbon dioxide, some of the toxins that are being carried out with carbon dioxide are excreted through the exhalation of the breathing cycle. So when we take air in, when we breathe in, that's taking the oxygen, okay? Mm-hmm. It gets picked up by a taxi cab called a blood cell, mm-hmm. and that taxi cab came to the lungs knowing that it was going to have other passengers to pick up as far as oxygen goes. So might as well kill two birds with one stone. It's going to carry the carbon dioxide that needs to go for excretion. So it's kind of like the planes that come into an airport, that's the oxygen coming in, and it's kind of like the planes leaving the airport, that's the carbon dioxide going out. But when you go outside of the airport, what's waiting for everybody? Taxi cabs. Well, mm-hmm. that's what your blood is. Mm-hmm. So the blood picks up the passengers and the blood drops off the passengers, but the passengers that are being dropped off are the ones that are going to be excreted or fly away from the airport, and those that are coming in is the oxygen or what's coming into the airport.
Okay. All right. Now, one of the things that seems to me that is part of this doctor's supervised detoxification program that it's really important to appreciate is that if you have these toxins in your body, you actually need something to help carry them out of your body. They're not by themselves. They're not just going to, you know, be eliminated, or they would have been eliminated already. So part of the way that this supervised program works is that you're eating certain foods, you're doing things to take stress out of the body. I think you mentioned that already.
Right. There's the program itself is 23 days. The first 9 days is about taking stress out of the system and preparing your liver to do the proper phase one and phase two cleanse or detoxification process. In order for the liver to perform those functions, you need very specific ingredients to do that. But before you can give the body those ingredients, you have to prepare the liver for using those ingredients to do the cleansing part or the flushing part. And the only way you can do that is to take the stress out of the liver to begin with. So the first 9 days of the program, you're taking the stress out of the liver by modifying your diet to becoming more of fruits and vegetables. You're taking the complex proteins out so that then when you direct the body during the middle 5 days to get rid of all the garbage that's in the liver, the body's ready to do it. It has all the ingredients necessary to do the job, and now it just has to do the job. So you do that for 5 days where you actually clean the liver out. And while you're cleaning the liver out, you're doing the lungs, the large intestine, the skin, and the kidneys. And you're also cleaning the blood, which affects how the spleen functions. So you got your three external filters, lungs, large intestine, and skin. And then your three internal filters of your liver, your kidneys, and your spleen. Those are all prepared. So you flush all of them during that 5-day middle period. And then once you're done flushing them, you want to slowly reintroduce foods to see how they make you feel, whether your body agrees with them or fights with them, okay, mm-hmm. over the next 8 days. So you're gradually reintroducing more fruits and vegetables again. Then you're going to introduce some very simple proteins. Then you're going to get into the complex proteins. And what you as the patient are going to do is you're going to look for changes in how your body functions to see if you get any kind of histamine response or any kind of symptom. If you get a symptom after one of those meals on the second half of the detox program, mm-hmm. then we want to take a look at what the food was that you ate that provoked that symptom. And then we can address that so that you can continue eating that food without creating more toxins in the body again.
So this process then, it takes 23 days. There's 9 days of preparation, 5 days of the actual, what you call the flushing mm-hmm. component of it, and then a reentry into your regular diet. So that period of time that you are engaged in this detoxification program, you're taking your body, and it's a gradual process of going into that de-stressing of the liver.
Right.
So can you talk a little bit about what that means, that you're taking the stress out of the liver?
Well, protein is very, very hard on the liver because the liver has to break those proteins down and figure out where they're supposed to go, which ones are valid, which ones are not valid. Mm-hmm. If you're eating genetically modified food, then those proteins which have been manipulated are probably not valid. And your liver has to figure that out because your liver is the chief filter that figures out what's good, what's not good, what do we use, what do we store for later, what are we missing, and all of that. The liver is what does that. So you want to take all the components that it needs to consider out of the diet and just give it simple components, okay? So proteins being very complex and having to figure out what to do with the protein, is it in a right form, is it in a non-right form, can we use it, do we have to discard it, can we store it, maybe use it later? The liver has to figure all that out. So if you take that part of the decision-making process out of the whole equation, and you're just giving it ingredients that allow, oh, we know what to do with this. I don't even have to. It's not a stress for me to do that. I can do that easily. Okay. Then the liver is ready for you to now ask it to do the most important thing, which is to purge everything that's in it.
So, but in that process, you say takes 9 days in order to be able to get the liver.
Right. You want
to
get it prepared to be distressed. You want to do it in a gentle fashion. You don't want to force it. You don't want to force anything, because forcing it just creates problems on both ends.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So then you're not going from like suddenly from one extreme of eating you're going out and eating whatever you're eating, your steaks and your potatoes and your, you know, chicken. And now you suddenly just stop everything, and now you're going cold turkey into this 9 days. You're actually going to progress.
Right. Every day we tell you exactly what your meal plan should be. Mm-hmm. And if you can follow the meal plan as it's written, it's mm-hmm. designed to get your body to do exactly what it's supposed to do. You don't have to think about it. You just have to follow directions. And if mm-hmm. you can follow directions, then you can do this program and you can get the results that go along with it, which are absolutely amazing results. And everybody over the last 25, 26 years that has done this program have all come back to me with the exact same comment at the end of the program. Dr. Rick, thank you so much for helping me to do this program. This is absolutely, hands down, the best thing I have ever done for myself in all my years of living. It's the best thing I've ever done.
And so what are the responses other than, you know, saying it's the best thing they've done? What does it change about them?
They have more clarity of thought. Mm-hmm. They're able to think better. They don't get the brain fog. They don't get the brain fatigue. They start to process information more efficiently. They actually have thoughts that make their life easier. They are now doing things more efficiently because their brain is working better. I guess the best thing that I can say is it's going to change. It's going to wake your brain up. It's going to make your brain feel younger, because your brain isn't going to have to deal with all the sludge and all the toxic garbage that has been deposited into the brain as a result of all the crap that's coming in through these clogged filters.
Well, that's so interesting that the response that you have is a brain response, is that your thinking is clearer, that it's, I mean, you haven't even mentioned whether your body feels better or your symptoms.
Well, of course, if the brain feels better, which is the controller of mm-hmm. the body, then mm-hmm. the body feels tremendously better. And here's the other fun thing, okay? Mm-hmm. And it's not an intended reason for doing the program.
Mm-hmm.
It's a natural consequence that is beneficial.
Which is?
Weight loss.
Huh.
It's not a weight loss program.
No, because you're eating the whole time.
I didn't design the program to help people lose weight, but it is a natural, pleasant consequence or side effect of doing the program. When I did my program the first time, I lost 19 pounds in 23 days.
Wow.
And I was eating all the time. I was drinking all the time. I was eating more food during the cleansing program than I did when I wasn't cleansing, and I lost 19 pounds.
So why wouldn't you do this kind of eating all the time?
Well, I do that eating all the time now.
Oh, you do?
Okay.
Have protein,
the first
though.
5 days and the last 5 days mm-hmm. is pretty much how I conduct my diet on a daily basis.
I see.
Okay, but at the end of the day, you don't want to get things too clean, because when they're too clean, then they also don't function the way that they're supposed to. So, but the program itself, like I said, one of the nice beneficial consequences or side effects of it, it's not what the program's intended to do, mm-hmm. is you lose weight.
Well, this is great. This is really fabulous to know. We need to take another short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, I want to get a little bit more information about this doctor-supervised detoxification program, because I think it is so valuable for the listeners who are interested in restoring their health.
Absolutely. But please listen to this commercial from our generous sponsor. I want to thank you for staying with us, and we'll be back in just 1 minute.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
This is Dr. Richard Huntoon, your host of When Your Health Matters radio show. I want to appeal to you listening about your health. With all the health concerns, the obesity, the diabetes, the high blood pressure, and the high cholesterol that so many have, it would be important for you listening to consider the doctor-supervised detoxification program. This detox program is designed to work with your body's natural rhythms to help your body cleanse itself completely, and it's properly supervised by me myself. So if you have any health concerns, arthritis, allergies, fibromyalgia, or chronic fatigue syndrome, please strongly consider calling 845-561-BACK or 561-2225 and tell us you'd like to take advantage of the doctor-supervised detox program. Don't continue to suffer. Please call me and let's work together to restore your health by doing the doctor-supervised detox program. That's 561-BACK or 561-2225. I look forward to helping you.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park, that is in Pooler, Georgia. We're at Suite 404 in Building 400. If you want to get a hold of me, please call me directly on my cell phone. That's area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225, or you can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. Please don't text me, please email me, or simply leave a message and I will get back to you. And so today we've been talking about this wonderful program that I developed with a Chinese herbalist about 27 years ago. It's called the Doctor Supervised Detox Program. It's going to help clean out all six filters that your body has to allow your body to function more efficiently. And as we just said at the end of that last segment, one of the natural side effects of doing this program, other than making your brain work better and the clarity of thought, is you're probably going to lose some weight in the process with no struggle whatsoever and no exercise.
No, well, let's pick up on that idea of no struggle. So one of the questions I think would be in a lot of people's minds about doing something like this, it sounds like, you know, 23 days, that's a long time to do something like this. So is it hard to do?
Honestly, it's not hard to do. If you have the ability to follow directions, if you have the ability to get prepared by going to the store 3 days to get the ingredients that you need 3 days from now, mm-hmm. if you stay 3 days ahead of your shopping schedules for this program, mm-hmm. it's not hard at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody has come back to me other than telling me it was the best program they've ever done for themselves, the best thing they've ever done for themselves, hands down. They like the fact that they got hands-on involved in eating things the way that they should be eating them, taking the time to focus and center and prepare the food the way that they're supposed to, and, you know, putting a majority of some of the other things that stress them out on the back burner a little bit to allow themselves to give themselves permission to do this program. And every single person, Mark, I kid you not, every single person is absolutely flabbergasted with how much better they feel, how much more centered they are, how much more focused they are, how much they've stopped worrying about things because they actually started to create the appropriate priority system in their lives by putting their needs over everybody else's needs first.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, if there's a sudden change in cabin pressure, you're instructed to put your mask on first before
right.
helping anybody else. And this is an extension of that metaphor to where you're taking care of yourself. And when you take care of yourself and everybody knows that you're taking care of yourself, then guess what they do? They start taking care of themselves and they become less of a pain and less of a drain on you.
So if you have a health condition, let's say you have diabetes or you have heart disease or you have high blood pressure or any of the kinds of these ongoing life-altering diseases that people are suffering with, can you do this doctor-supervised health detoxification program?
Oh, absolutely. We're going to have to do a screening of you to make sure that the program, the way that it's written, is safe for you to do it. That's why it's doctor-supervised. Okay, we need to make sure that you're going to be able to tolerate the ingredients that we're going to be giving you, which they're all food, so that shouldn't be an issue. We're going to need to make sure that it's not going to create any complications as far as your medication goes. But here's the other thing that's interesting, Mark, and medicine isn't going to like what I have to say, but it happens to be the truth. When you clean the filters out and you make the body function more efficiently,
mm-hmm.
guess what happens to your medication?
You probably need less of them.
You need less of your medication. You don't need as much medication
to overcome the toxicity
because your system actually works more efficiently, so you get a better response, okay? I have patients losing or reducing their blood pressure medication tremendously. I'm not reducing it. Mm-hmm. I can't do that. That's not part of my licensing. But they go back to their doctor, and their doctor's like, your blood pressure's really low. We're going to reduce the amount of blood pressure medication that you're taking. Or your blood sugar seems to be more stable. We're going to reduce the amount of insulin or diabetes medication that you need. Mm-hmm. I know we started you on that thing called Giardiance a couple months ago, but you know what? I don't think that that's going to work for you. You don't need that anymore.
So does that mean that if you have one of these conditions that you need to work with your medical doctor through this process as well?
Well, if you have one of those conditions, hopefully you're already working with your medical doctor. The challenge is that most medical doctors don't do very good at managing other than checking your medicines and making sure that you're not dying of blood problems, which is why you come in to get your blood work done.
But I mean, you very often might only see your doctor every 6 months or every 3 months if you're on a medication.
Right. If you come in and you want to do this program, mm-hmm. I'm going to ask you, when was the last time you saw your medical doctor? And I'm going to either get on the phone with your medical doctor or I'm going to have your records sent over so that I can see what your current level of understanding is. But if you come in and say, yeah, I only see my medical doctor once a year and I saw them about 5 months ago, so I'm not set to go back, I'm going to say you need to call the doctor and ask them. And 9 times out of 10, the doctor's like, absolutely, I've been asking you to lose weight and clean your diet up for 6 months or a year or mm-hmm. several years, and you haven't done it yet. You're going to do this program? Absolutely, you can do that.
So that's really good to know that in order to do this, it's not only that the doctor supervisor working with you as a doctor supervising this program, that you want to work in conjunction with somebody who may have a health condition with their medical doctor so that you're coordinating your activities
in the best interest
of
the patient, because that's why I'm in the business that I'm in. It's in the business of helping people. Mm-hmm. But I want to help them based upon what their equation is. And if their equation is that they're taking a medication because their doctor says, well, if you just exercised and lost 40 pounds, then you mm-hmm. wouldn't need so much of this medication. But they never give them a plan on how to exercise and lose those 40 pounds. Mm-hmm. So the person just takes the easy way out and just pops a pill every day, and the obesity continues to accumulate. Well, mm-hmm. if that's a person listening to this show, please come talk to me, mm-hmm. and I'll help you to lose the weight, I'll help you reduce your medication, and I'll help you get back in the game of life.
I think that's an awfully nice promise to be able to sit there and say, I can do this program, it's 23 days, and I can turn my health around.
Absolutely.
That's really remarkable. And I know that there's many more things to this program than just even the food that you're eating. There are other things that you have to do as part of the process, like I know that you do things with bathing and with exercise and with
right.
other
we,
aspects.
We have to deal with all the filters. So the only way you're going to clean your skin filter out is to do some sort of bathing process where you're sitting in high-quality sea salt in warm water, which is going to open up your pores. The salt itself is going to help to pull toxins out of the skin system itself. So people with psoriasis or eczema, rosacea, people who get those skin blemishes, that kind of stuff, this will definitely help that particular circumstance.
Wow.
Okay. You know, the exercise in an effort to get your lungs going so that you can help filter and repair and clean up how the lungs are functioning, and then plus everything you're putting into your body food-wise that helps, you know, the other four filters, your spleen, your liver, your kidneys, and the large intestine. So we're dealing with all of it.
This is really great. So, I mean, we're almost out of time for today's show. I know that I want to once again give people the opportunity to hear what the best ways to reach you are so that if somebody is interested in exploring what this detoxification program is about, if they have questions about it for their own particular circumstances, they may want to ask those questions of you directly. What are the best ways to go ahead and reach out to you and get that information?
Well, the best way is my cell phone. That's always the best way. It's the phone that I carry with me. It's the phone that's been going off while we're having this radio show. I'm sure people are trying to call in to ask questions. But the best way is area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225, or you can email me directly at docrick, docrick, at spineboy.com, docrick@spineboy.com. Whether you call me, whether you email me, whether you walk into my office, whether you meet me on the street, whatever the case is, if you want to have a conversation, I'm happy to have the conversation. My purpose on this planet, the mission that God gave me, is to help people to better health with the understandings and the tools that I have. And if you're one of God's children and you want to get back into the game of life, by all means, please stop me, talk to me, email me, call me, whatever the case is, because that's my purpose, that's my passion, and I hope that comes across well in this show. So I want to thank you for tuning in. I'm going to ask you to tune back in next week, same health time, same health station. This is Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center saying, I look forward to supporting you when your health matters.
What started out as a headache has become a pain in the butt. What was just an itchy finger now is a swollen foot. Doctor, I've been out of breath and I've never walked up a hill. Avoid all diet and exercise, I'd rather give you a pill. The thing is, there might be some side effects. You mean there probably will. Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, 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 on top of that. And then he showed me his bill. I popped another pill. I looked on the internet.